Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome to television's unchallenged authority on wealth, prestige, and success. It's another dazzling Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Meet the stars of show business and big business. Discover how life's winners live, love, and spend their fortunes. Enter their dazzling world of luxury on privileged tours of the fantasy palaces they call home.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the palace here and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your wealthy ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Sir Derek.
I am Jeeves, also known as Craig.
Isn't that the name of a butler?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and if you'd like to go ahead, we'll just pay to have the lap bars come down for you. Guys, why are we talking like this?
Because we think it's funny.
This is requested by...
That's true.
Probably this wasn't requested,
no,
but...
they don't know what they asked for. Welcome, listeners, to the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. This is truly a milestone.
The Craig biggest milestone since milestone number one.
This is episode 50.
50. I'm feeling.
No. No. Not today. We're above that, Craig.
Not today.
This is a big, big episode, gentlemen. Did you ever think we'd reach the halfway point to the century?
And still be broadcasting?
Yes.
No.
I knew we could do it. I'm going to be the positive one today.
That's good to hear.
I thought by the time we got to 50, we'd be doing repeats.
We want to go ahead before we get started, reruns. We want to thank our good friend and marketing manager, Jake Martin. Jake is the salutatorian at Hickman County High School. Congratulations, Jake. And yesterday in his commencement address, he gave the Grim Grinning Guys a shout out. In fact, it was his opening line.
Yes, he said that every day is a milestone there, and today really is a milestone here.
Yes.
That was his opening line.
Yes, if you listen to the Grim Grinning Guys. Yes. So, Jake, thank you for that shout-out. Thank you for that.
And congratulations. Marketing.
Yes. Derek, you just got back yesterday from Walt Disney World. Did you have a good time?
I did. Got back. I had a great time. Got back last night about 11 o'clock and crashed pretty good. And
you haven't stopped crying since, right?
I haven't.
A little wet during the week, though, Derek, wasn't it?
It was. Lots of rain this week. That's probably the first trip we've had. This has been the first trip we've had that's been as rainy as it has been for a whole week like that. So, but, hey, dip, dive, dodge, duck. What are the five Ds?
Disney.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's right.
You can dodge rain.
Or you can dodge...
You can't dodge rain.
Oh.
Or you can dodge Disney bloggers.
Yes, Derek saw a lot of famous people while he was there. See you real soon.
John Peters.
Saw John Peters.
Of WDW Main Street. Rachel and Boone.
Derek, now, here's a question. Did you see The Rock while you were there?
The Rock, no.
I saw a rock.
You saw a rock?
Yes.
Craig has... Let's check in on Rock Watch 2018 here on episode 50.
While he's checking on that, I did see the big purple wall.
Oh, was that all it's cracked up to be?
I'm just trying to figure out why it's such a big thing.
It's just a wall, right?
It is.
Guys, you will not believe this. The Rock has not responded.
Oh, I really thought he was going to since episode 50.
Maybe we need to make this.
He's excited. I saw that on his Instagram account. He was talking about he was excited because he was signing the contract to do Jungle Cruise. And I thought, this is his opportunity to call Triple G. And
when you first read it, you probably thought he was talking about the contract to do this shit.
I thought so. And I thought, well, I guess Matthew or Derek's contacting him, but nothing.
No. It just hit me that the listeners are probably clueless as to why we were talking like that to start the show. We haven't
learned
to why.
Yeah, I guess we need to get into the show, don't we?
We probably do. So we had, being episode 50, we thought we would go to a listener idea for a show that we received not long ago. we thought it fit the theme well of celebrating a major milestone. And this show idea comes from our listener on one of our social media outlets, from Jamie Dukes. That's with three U's. Jamie Dukes said, show idea, if your budget was unlimited, what would your seven-day itinerary look like? Where do you stay? Where do you eat? Any special excursions, tours, and more. One has no kids, one with teens, and one with small kids. Love that format you do. Thank you, Jamie.
And Jamie was actually there this week when Derek was there.
I know. So, Jamie, thank you for that show idea. And today, for episode 50, Disney Unlimited, gentlemen.
So that's why we were talking with the DVC renter accent.
Because that's a thing.
Because.
No, we're more than renters now, Craig.
What?
Now we own.
Matthew, is there more than renters? I mean, come on.
Pretty much now, this gives us the permission to own the entire DVC.
Whoa.
We own the vacation club. Not part owners.
We owners.
I don't like this idea at all.
Unlimited budget, Derek. But
you're positive today, remember?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
So let's just do it. Craig, how about you take the unlimited budget for a week with older children?
Okay.
I'll take the younger kids. Derek will take no kids.
Well, Matthew, that'll be easier because that's what we always do when we go. Unlimited budget with my kids.
Of course you do, Craig. Does Misty know this?
Shh. She don't listen to the show anyway. I won't talk about it.
Well, we're going to start things off with the man who just got back. I'm going to go last here because these guys have done a lot more research than me. I've been too busy. I was out buying six yachts this weekend, so I had very little time to work up an itinerary.
One for each of my six favorite oceans to be in.
Because Derek's bought two oceans that don't even exist. Derek, do we want to just go through the whole week? I mean, this is episode 50, unlimited.
This is crazy.
I tell you what, why don't you start, Derek?
Okay.
You get tired.
Okay.
Just hand it off to Jeeves.
I'm starting off tired.
Just
anyway.
Pass it off to Jeeves there.
Or why don't we just go around the room
let's
here.
Let's start with hotels.
And just say how we're going to get there.
Okay, Jeeves.
We got to get there first, guys.
Jeeves?
Yes.
Jeeves, will you go get me a beverage from the kitchen?
Yes. We got to figure out how we're going to get there first.
Okay,
and
Derek.
Then we'll go around the room and say, okay. All right, where we're going to stay, where we're going to eat.
Listen, okay. I like that.
Jamie likes that format. So
thank you for this idea, Jamie.
Yes.
Derek, how are you getting to Walt Disney World?
Well, of course, if you're on limited budget, you're going to fly.
Okay.
Even if it is Southwest, it's just the easiest. It's from Nashville, it's the only carrier that has nonstop flights. Mm-hmm. So time is money.
You wouldn't do a private jet?
From Centerville Municipal Airport?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would not.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
So he's going Southwest.
I'm going Southwest.
All right.
One side note on Southwest, I did have a damaged bag on this trip. And it was taken care of, and I'll be getting a new bag in a few days.
Awesome.
So it just damaged the bag itself?
Yep. No. Nothing inside the bag was damaged, just the bag, and they're going to send me a new bag.
That's good. That's customer service.
And they
right
gave
there.
Me a voucher for my next flight.
They're going to stop by a bargain barn and get you a suitcase and send it to you, huh?
It's probably going to have chicken feathers in it.
And they said they'd sponsor our show?
They did not.
Oh.
But it was a painless process. And I
too will fly. I guess I'll fly. I don't know. Let me fly Southwest. I mean,
I am going to fly as well. And even though I'd like to build my own plane with a hot tub in it, I can't do that because we got to keep this realistic. So I'm going to fly first class, probably American Airlines or something like that, just to give us a little more room.
Yeah.
And have a unique flying experience.
Okay.
Because that's how we do it.
All right. So we've landed. Now, how are we getting from there to the parks?
Derek?
Well, I'm going to go with an Uber. Just me and Rachel. You could be there in 30 minutes, 35 minutes, depending on where you're at on property. I haven't disclosed that yet, but I think the Uber is reasonable.
Okay, I'll go with just a, we're going to have a limo sitting there waiting on us. Because you can do that. I mean, anybody can do that. You know, I would do there's a limo service there that you can get, just like Magical Express, and it will take you to the parks, and that's what I would go with. If, again, unlimited budget with just my family, mm-hmm. I would do that.
I'm also going to go the limo route, but I'm going to get a stretch Hummer. I think the boys would enjoy that. And so it'd be unique, and it's something we'll never do, so I'm going to do it on this trip.
And since this is the 50th episode, what kind of fuel would that run on?
It's going to be definitely on diesel fuel, but to offset the environmental impact of that, we're also going to use cabbage gas instead of ethanol-free gas.
That's very pleasant.
I appreciate you taking care of the environment.
Sure. So, Derek, where are you going to stay?
Now we'll get into the good stuff.
Buckingham Palace.
I'm going to have...
Hey, by the way. Did you guys watch the royal wedding?
No. I did not. Well, I think they still
if
get.
If you'd married. Seen it, I was actually a groomsman.
I'm waiting on the.
No. So where are you going to stay, Derek?
I'm going to have a split stay.
Ooh.
So you and Rachel won't stay at the same place?
No, we're going to be at the same place. Funny.
Uh-huh.
We're going to spend actually the first three nights. We are going to stay at a place that I really like, which is the French Quarter.
Ooh.
I know this doesn't sound fancy, but they have some things that I want to do that could be romantic. Like we've said before, at some of the resorts on the Monorail Loop, it's got a little busier feel to it,
right.
To the resorts. So we're going to stay away from that for like a few days.
Like a Motel 6.
Similar, yeah.
Very similar, my opinion.
We're going to stay over there for a few days and just take in... that romantic feel of of rustic New Orleans.
Yeah. Rustic New Orleans.
So was there the second half?
The second half we are going to stay in the contemporary with a theme park view.
Oh,
nice.
On the top floor of the main building. So
okay.
Two nights.
So three nights at French Quarter, 3 nights.
Yes.
In one of the top floor suites. That sounds dandy. Craig, how about you?
We're going to stay the same place for the whole week, and that will be at the club level at Bay Lake Towers. We looked at that club when we stayed at Bay Lake Towers. You know, the room that had the big window?
Yes.
And it was like 3 floors or whatever? That's where I'd stay.
And with the club level, you get the extra food and
yes, you get the lounge and all that. And it's only $16,000 a week.
Well.
So, there you go. Spend all I want. There you go.
Well, gentlemen.
Hey, there's another option.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I looked at when I was looking up doing some research. You can actually buy a home that's right next to Magic Kingdom now at Golden Oaks.
I saw that.
Starts out at $2 million for the home, but it's right next to Magic Kingdom. New housing development that just started, so you can't stay there for the 7 days that we're planning. But that would be
just buy a home.
An idea, yeah.
Well, I'm going to also do a split stay, like you did, Derek. I'm going to spend the first 3 nights at the Newport Presidential Suite at Disney's Beach Club Resort, because I love the Beach Club. It obviously has the Stormalong Bay there. It says it offers concierge service, 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bath, complimentary DVD rentals, and also has a good view of the 25-acre Crescent Lake. So I'm definitely going to go over there, and then I'm going to move over to the Bora Bora Bungalows at Disney's Polynesian Resort. I know we've talked about that. You all gave me a hard time for saying I would wait somewhere 2 weeks to stay there.
I hope you enjoy bus horn or boat horns.
I will do it.
I hope you enjoy the DVD rentals. I mean, that's wow, what a perk.
Fantastic.
I tell you, we used to do that.
So
is there a red box there or something?
I don't know. I want to spend half my stay in the Epcot area and Hollywood Studios, and then the other half in the Magic Kingdom on the resort loop. So both of them, of which would have a theme park / water view. And so, yeah, that's where I'm going to stay. It's all about location for me and amenities. And so that's where I'm staying for the week. So what kind of itinerary are you going to have, Derek?
We're going to go pretty simple, I think. We're going to go with just a 4-day ticket.
Just 4 days?
Just a 4-day. Probably not even. Honestly, we're not even going to do park hopper.
Well, you might as well.
Base
ticket. It's unlimited.
It is, but there's other things I want to do on the other 3 days.
Okay.
We're going to go just basic one park per day for 4 days.
You're going to hit up all four parks?
Each park, yep.
Are you going to get a VIP tour guide for any of those days?
Actually, no. I am not.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is unlimited, but this is...
It's just you
this
and
is stuff I want to do, though.
I don't think...
It's just you and Rachel, too.
You're just making it up because it's... You're just trying to come up with the most expensive stuff.
Because I've never...
This is This is stuff that I want
to
do.
Because we're these are things I want to do. I'd love to stay in the bungalow. I'd love to get a stretch Hummer.
Said no one ever.
Well, I am
Matthew,
ever.
Matthew just said that a minute ago.
Yes. So I'm trying to pick out things that I will never probably do ever.
See, and I'm trying to be helpful to people and give them ideas that they can use.
You be helpful. I will be dreaming.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with your 4 days? Anything special?
Nope, just one park per day.
Any tours, anything?
Tours, yes, but not in the parks.
Oh, okay. Is that your other 3 days?
It is.
Do you want to go ahead and tell us about those?
Sure. We are going to do a fireworks cruise at night.
Ooh.
I'm going to go fishing one day. I don't know why.
For big game?
But I'm guessing that they try to keep the customer happy and you'll actually catch something.
I would think so.
So I would have the patience for that kind of fishing.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm fishing, Rachel's going to be at the Ship Shape Massage Parlor.
Is that
over
the one?
At Yacht Club?
Yeah. Yeah. Sissy went there.
And then another, that'll be one day. Because all three of those we could do in one day. And the second day, we are going to do a wilderness back trail adventure Segway tour.
Now, I didn't even know they had that. Tell us a little bit about this.
That's why you didn't look it up.
Sorry,
how do you segue through the backwoods? That's what I want to wonder.
It's over at Fort Wilderness. I don't know. It didn't have any official dates, so you'd have to call and see when those tours are available. But it is listed on their tours.
Can it really be called Wilderness, though, if there was a paved path to segue through?
I don't know. But I thought it was, I've not done a Segway tour, and it looks pretty neat to ride around on one of those. The evening that we do the Segway tour, we are going to have a carriage ride at French Quarter.
They have carriage rides over there?
At Riverside.
The three of us need to take one this summer.
We should.
A carriage ride?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not.
So I think
And your third day?
Third day is just going to be, Rachel might go back to the spa again, and I'll probably go golfing.
Now we're talking. Spa, spa, spa.
And then that night, we'll probably do a starlight safari at Animal Kingdom.
Now, what is a starlight safari?
That's the night vision.
Oh, at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I like it. So I like it a lot.
Just a few things that you can do.
Craig Shelter, excuse me, Jeeves, what about you?
Well, what I would do, of course, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is because I'm going to have the premium VIP tour.
That's what, here we go.
I mean,
that's what
it's
I'm talking
door-to-door
about.
Door-to-door transportation, VIP seating at parades, at fireworks, and in all attraction touring. So if it's not premium, I'll take just a regular VIP tour. But if it's unlimited budget, I am going to have the tour. I'm going to be in front of all the lines.
Now, just
the premium VIP tour is $3,000 for a minimum of 6 hours.
So $3,000
for a minimum of 6 hours
for one day.
Yes.
Is that for your entire party?
Yes, I believe so.
So for $3,000, are you going to do that every
what
day?
What are you laughing at over here?
Just a large number.
I'm
he's
just saying.
Laughing. He's laughing over here, and he's going to have a Hummer with a jacuzzi in it, taking him from the airport.
It's unlimited.
That 45-minute
jacuzzi. Well, you can't laugh at somebody else's unlimited.
I'm not laughing at it. I'm just laughing at the price tag.
That 45-minute jacuzzi, because that's all the ride is over to the...
Okay, are you going to do that every day?
You know, if it's unlimited budget, honestly, I mean, all joking aside, there are people that do it. You see them every
yes,
day up there.
Do it, Craig.
So why not?
There we go. Budget. 21 grand.
Yes.
For 7 days.
Hey, I'm staying at a place that costs $16,000 for the week.
That's up to over $35,000. Yes. I love it.
But even like I said, even if you don't do the premium, you can at least do the VIP tour, which is in the parks, and they'll take you from place to place, get you premium seating and all that. You won't have the transportation. And I can't remember what the price is on it. But either way, that's how I tour the parks for sure. I would also eat it. I'd plan my dinners out at night.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you think you'd get tired of the tour guide at any point?
That's what I was going to say. I probably wouldn't do it every day. I would just do it select days. If we go to Magic Kingdom on Saturday, yes, I'm doing it.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on. I would still be very frugal and look at the.
No, let's not be frugal at this point.
I'd be very frugal in the point of looking at crowds and seeing where the most crowds are. And if there's a big crowd, yeah, I'm going to pay the extra money because it's an unlimited budget. I'm going to pay the extra money and get my tours and go right through everything and never have to wait in line for anything. And sit at the greatest places for the fireworks and the parades and everything else.
It's hard to beat.
At night, Derek's going to continue to love this. At night, I'm going to eat one night at the chef's table at Victorian Albert's. $700 and one seating per night there. And some of those facts I got, you can look them up too on DisneyFanatic.com is where I got some of this information. And good list there of unlimited expenditures. But I'd also look at, there is a dinner with an Imagineer that you can have.
Oh, yeah, at the Hollywood Brown Derby.
The Brown Derby or Citrico. You can have it at either one of those. And you can also have a dinner with an animal specialist at Sanaa. So I would do that one of those nights, especially with teenagers. Honestly, that would be a neat little thing for them to be a part of and to see. I would love the Imagineer thing. But probably what I'd do one day, I would do the ultimate backstage tour. That's something I want to do unlimited budget. I mean, that's something I would like to do. And it's a tour of all four parks kind of behind the scenes. I did the one, the Keys of the Kingdom, where it was at just at Magic Kingdom for a day. I would love to do the park. I can't remember what it's called. I guess it's backstage tour, but it's something called like that for all the parks. And that would be ultimate thing on one day. What else would I want? There's also a neat thing I looked up, aquatic extras at Epcot, where you can swim with dolphins and things like that. Again, with teenagers, I think that'd be something they'd really enjoy. It's $199, I think, per person, but that'd be something kind of neat. I think teenagers would really enjoy. So really with teenagers, you're looking at maximize attractions, maximize fun things like that, memorable things, and then probably, you know, some days of mini golf, some days of actual golfing. My kids love to golf, so if it's unlimited budget, I would squeeze it all in there and do it. If Richard Petty's race thing was still there, I'd still do that.
That's the thing, is that with an unlimited budget, I'm kind of with you. I'd want to pack as much in as possible. It'd be hard to get rest.
If it's a one-time unlimited budget, yes, definitely. I mean, if I'm filthy rich and can spend as much as I want to every time I go, then I'm going to space it out. But if this is a one-time unlimited budget, then I'm maximizing
all, right. And
all
just,
the fun.
Just thinking, I too am going to use the VIP tour guide every day that I go to the parks. Just, I think, the transportation, just having the, you know, door-to-door transportation, they take care of that. You don't have to, if you want to sleep in one day, you can. You don't have to worry about getting there for rope drop. You know, you can go and walk right up to the front of the line on like a flight of passage, and you don't have to deal with the rope drop hassle in those crowds.
You at least get a minivan if you're not doing
the
VIP.
So we're going to use the VIP tour guide. We're going to be in the parks every day. We're going to pay for the we're going to drop the kids off at the Pixar babysitting service over at Contemporary
for the whole week.
No. Yeah. One night, and we too, Sissy and I, will go do the chef's table. Craig, I looked that up. I think we're also going to throw a couple of dessert parties in there. Mm-hmm. You know, why not? I've always wanted to try one.
Are you
going to
do the before the show dessert party followed by the after both? The show
sure.
dessert party?
No. I'll probably do the before the show dessert party.
Now, are they going to have both dessert parties?
I haven't looked at the details on that. So we are going to do the pre-fireworks dessert party at the Magic Kingdom so we can make sure we get a good seat of Happily Ever After. I think we're also going to do the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular dessert party at Hollywood Studios. Bruin likes Star Wars. We've never really
taken, you like desserts. So
that's right. We've never really taken time to see that show. That one is $79 per adult, $45 per child. I think the one at the Magic Kingdom is similarly priced. So we're going to do a couple of dessert parties. I'm going to take one day and let Sissy go to the spa at the Grand Floridian. We may take half a day and just enjoy everything that the Polynesian has to offer. We're going to go to Ohana. We'll go to Captain Cook's. We'll get some sushi at Kona. All that is food. We may rent a boat or something like that. We'll probably go to the Spirits of Aloha dinner show, Derek. We're going to do it all at Ohana, at the Polynesian. And, I mean, beyond that, I think, you know, the VIP tour guide pretty much covers just about everything. One thing that looked cool to me was a Disney's Family Magic Tour. It's a relatively inexpensive tour. I think it's about $40 a person, and it kind of sends families on a scavenger hunt. And so I think with two little boys, once Keegan gets a little bit older, I think that's something they really enjoy doing. I don't know a lot of specifics about that. But I think it's something that would be definitely intriguing to them. The Keys to the Kingdom tour is something else we want to do.
And, you know, for me, too, to end in there, with the teenagers, we would probably do a spa day or something like that and let the kids go with the VIP tour. Mm-hmm. Let them go do their own thing and pick out what they want to do and have an adult day and let teenagers do what they want to do, too.
Yeah. If I go at Christmas time, that adds a whole other wrinkle. I'm definitely going to go to the Very Merry Christmas party. I'm going to do the Candlelight Processional Dining Package. I'm going to do a lot of the Christmas, you know, whatever season I'm there, I'm probably going to do a lot of the seasonal events that they have going on and just try to spend as much money as humanly possible because I'll never get to do that. And for the sake of this show, that's what we're going to try to do. So I think we're going to have a grand old time.
And as we said, we all three would love to stay in Cinderella's Castle. Cinderella Castle. But
yes.
But we don't. That's not something you can pay to do. It has to be something you have to win a prize or win a contest to do. So, but that'd be something that'd be great.
One thing I'm not going to do is I'm still not going to stock up on souvenirs. I don't want to leave the boys thinking the next time we come they're going to get all the souvenirs. So I can't start that.
I know you wouldn't want them thinking they're going to get more than they received in their lives
than a Hummer with a hot. I never said Hummer with a hot tub in it.
That was the plane he was building, Derek. Come on.
Yeah, that was on the part of the show.
Yeah.
So I think it's fun to think about.
But I didn't even touch on food.
You didn't?
I didn't.
So what's your food plans,
wow,
Derek?
Wow. How do we honestly, miss Derek and food?
Honestly, I think Derek's going to pack bologna sandwiches every day.
My food choice will be a dining plan.
The deluxe dining plan?
The regular dining
plan. Oh.
I thought that without saying that I was getting the dining plan, guys. I didn't
Are you going to get the deluxe dining plan, Jeeves?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jeeves.
I just don't see how you can eat two sit-down meals in a day and be able to function.
Well, but if you're using...
Unless you're doing all two-table service credits.
That's what I was going to say. Exactly. A lot of those are two-table service. Because we'll probably...
That'd be the only way if you're doing like... Like you said, chef's table, which doesn't take credits, by the way.
Right. That's why I don't know. Honestly, if it was unlimited budget, you have a great point, Derek. I may not do a dining plan.
Yeah. Now I'm just wishing I'd stayed at the cabins over at Wilderness Lodge. Oh, well.
What did we say? I said earlier they have a place there, Yellowstone.
The Yellowstone Suite?
Yes.
I saw that.
Yep.
Well, so Derek, anything else about your dining?
I'm going to stay regular dining plan. Get your one sit down and one quick service and probably still snack a lot.
Can I honestly say, though, after following Derek on Twitter this past week, I think Derek does unlimited budget when it comes to food.
Definitely.
Anyway.
No. I mean, yes. As I snack a lot. It's because I snack. It's not. That's why we don't do the dining plan is because we snack so much.
Right.
So,
for all of our listeners out there, if you did not follow Derek the last several days on his trip, you need to go back and see. I mean, honestly, there are lots of pictures of food, lots of pictures of Boone, lots of pictures of everything they did. It's really informative, really good. He did a great job keeping up. We always love when one of us goes, it keeps the other two of us feeling like we were there.
And so, you can find those pictures on the Twitter.
Yep.
At Grim Grin Guys.
Yes. Go look it up.
So, guys, anything else you want to add on this 50th milestone episode, WDW Disney Unlimited?
I did just want to mention, I hope I helped someone.
Oh, I know we helped someone, Craig.
To maybe think of a few things that they could do. Unlimited does not mean Derek, ridiculous.
We help people.
Do you not remember the intro of this show?
That was kind of ridiculous. I'm sorry.
They are here to learn about how we, as the rich and famous, Derek, do things at Disney.
Matthew and I help people, too, to dream.
Yes. We're also helping Bill Gates.
No, we're helping Disney pad their pockets.
Bill Gates? That's
true. We're helping him plan his trip.
Oh, you're helping. You're specifically helping Bill Gates.
We don't
Gates.
Discriminate.
I see.
Bill, if you're listening,
give us a call.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Gatewatch. Gate.
Bill Gate. This is bad. Whose turn is it for the segment we like to call
Grinning Yes!
That's not the name of the segment.
Oh, sorry. Group what? Are we still this? Oh, we're trapped. Are we in the future?
Okay. Grim grinning.
Yeah, let's do what we're doing.
Grim
grinning.
Guys.
That's not the name of it, Grim.
Sorry.
It's greatness. Grim grinning greatness. Okay, cut.
Do what we're doing.
Grim.
I was trying to do my fancy voice.
Grinning. Greatness.
I'm not cutting any of that. It's all staying in the show.
Just leave it.
It's going to.
Or put it at the end. I've missed the outtakes on the last two episodes.
It's going in.
And I've had
Craig deserves to have that in.
And I had two.
Look, we've done 50 episodes.
I was worried more about my voice than I was about what I was saying.
This is our 50th episode. I get it if Derek forgot. Jeeves.
I was more
guys,
like my voice.
Guys.
It takes time to develop that, guys.
Guys.
Yep.
Craig, why don't you ask the question today, since it is the 50th, and you're the closest to the age of 50 out of the three of us.
Yeah. Oh, Matthew, what's happening on my 50th birthday?
We're going to Tokyo. So, Craig, given the fact that on your 50th, we'll be going to Tokyo Disney World, Disneyland, in your honor, what's your question today?
My question is, we've done 50 episodes, and guys, honestly, and all joking aside, it has been awesome. I've really enjoyed it. It seems like it's flown by. We started October the 1st, and here we are.
May 21st,
and we're on our 50th episode. Thank you again to all of our followers and those who are continue to promote our show. We thank you for that. We enjoy being a part of all this. But my question is, over those 50 shows, which one really sticks out to you as one of your favorites?
Huh. Well, you asked the question.
I've got a couple, and I think they're obvious ones. But I'm just going to say one of them because I'll leave the other one for you guys. I'm going to say the Grim Grinning Gals. I think that was a lot of fun. It was as much fun for us as well for our wives. And they had a ball doing it too. They may not admit it. Rachel would, but Sissy and Misty would not. But that was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed
episode 32, I believe that was.
I think you're right.
The Hostile Takeover.
I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a very fun show, and one we'll probably repeat in the years to come.
Let's hope.
Episodes to come.
We don't really want them to take over, but.
No, hey. But I think they would want to do it again.
For me, it's going to be episode 12, Hall of Personalities, with our good friend Josh, Measy WDW. It's always good to talk to Josh, and he was quite humorous and gave us quite a bit of insight on what his life is as a Disney blogger and what goes into that. And, of course, it's our most downloaded episode, so it kind of helped get word of us out there to the larger Disney community, and we hope to have him back on the show in the near future as well. So episode 12 stands out to me. Derek, what about you?
I don't know that I have one episode. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I like our rankings.
Why don't we all just list two?
I like... Have
you got another one?
Sure.
I like the rankings.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay.
And the Battle Royales.
Yeah.
That's the ones I really like. Because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is. I think we have a unique ranking system, say the least. And it defies logic.
And that's no.
I mean, we've done how many? At least six episodes on those.
And that reminds me too, Derek. I like probably another one of my favorites was when we did the alphabet from A to Z.
Oh yeah,
the things packing. To take. That was a lot of fun too.
That was good. I really enjoyed the first round. Well, both episodes of Disney Password, which listeners coming up next Monday. Disney Password on episode 51. Craig will be the host.
I am.
We usually say
riveted.
We usually say that for a Thursday episode, but we cannot wait. We'll be putting that out Monday.
So. Super excited because me and Craig and I really enjoy the password.
Well, game. I know y'all are the reason we do it. Like I don't even like it, but y'all are such big fans.
But I will say you need to tune in because it's probably going to be one of the best password games you've ever. You can call me Chuck Woolery. You can call me whatever you want to. There will be no game show host that can compare to what I have in store for you.
He's really building himself
up. He really
here.
Is. Just also a quick shout out. Episode 43 where we had the big fat panda, John's carry on. I also liked our 40 snacks episode. Episode 40. And I really like the recent trip rundowns. I like Clint and Nick both came on and joined us for that. And
yeah.
So there's so many favorite episodes. Why don't I just buy them all with my unlimited budget?
We will not list our least favorite episodes.
It's like there's not an archive of them on Podbean.
What?
You can find them
They're exclusive to the rich and famous.
My least favorite was probably Thanksdizving. Sorry I said it.
Thanksdizving. Oh, I almost forgot the cranberry sauce can of honor.
That was my favorite part of
Derek, my least favorite show is the password games.
All right.
Oh, goodness. We're going to go ahead and sign off here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sticking with us for 50 episodes. Bless your heart if you hung around to the end of this one.
Thank you, Jamie Dukes.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes. And if you have a show idea, feel free to send that to us in some way, shape, or form. Carrier pigeon is probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Hey, keep telling your friends. Keep helping us grow bigger and bigger and reach more and more audiences for the love of Disney.
And keep using us, giving us a shout-out in your commencement address if you're giving a speech at a graduation. We'll send you a free shirt.
Hey, we'll keep pushing it. Here before too long, all three Grim Grinner guys will be on Disney property.
July the 14th through 17th, you can travel.
And for me, the 16th through 17th, yes. who's counting? Thank you again for listening, and as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have to stop.
He's got to change that old music.
Let me change it to that. That's so funny.